But I would say that is there time when you consider that? Mikko is raising an interesting issue. So let's talk about that. So IVF, that's the other thing. And I was discussing this with my my colleagues at the conference. Obviously, at a very basic level, when you take a semen to fertilize an egg, it cannot be the absolute optimal semen. If a man produces between 250,000 and half a billion sperm, then there will be one semen that is the healthiest possible semen sperm. That will get through, and it will get through the mother's immune system, and it will get in. It's got to be super duper duper healthy. And when you select a semen, then you can't necessarily know that it is the super duper duper healthy semen. In fact, statistically, it's very unlikely to be that semen because of the fact that how would you manage to select the 1.5 million? How would you do it? How would it be possible? It almost certainly would be some option. You're just going to be selecting a semen, a sperm that has got head, it's got tail, it's got mouth, and it's got energy. Oh, for Christ's sake, what is wrong with the audio? What is wrong with the bloody audio? The microphone is plugged in. There could be nothing possibly wrong with the audio. Right. That's it. I'm going to wind up the show. That's it. I'm going to take it.
I'm not saying anything. I've had enough. You're just here to bully me. I can't. I'm very sensitive. I can't deal with this. Right? I can't. I'm a sensitive guy. I take things to heart. I'm here. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to bring you up to my level. I'm trying to help you so that you understand the subtleties of what's going on in the world. You know, I'm trying to help you out. Right? But you need to up your game. It's just not on. I'm trying to help. I've said to you before many times that I'm trying the best to bring to you the based science, the latest based science. And all I get is just this flippant attitude. Like, it's not important. It doesn't matter. Oh, just here to have a laugh. Just here to joke around. All right. There's a time for joking and there's a time for seriousness. And, you know, this is a serious time. We're talking about the future of humanity here. We're talking about what's going to happen over the next 100 years. We're talking about our children's children. We're talking about what they're going to go through. And I don't think you're taking it seriously. I don't think you're understanding the full implications of what's going on. Because if you were, right, then I wouldn't be getting comments on the audio quality, because that wouldn't matter, right? What matters is the information. What matters is how to go about stopping the decline of civilization. What matters is to ensure that the flame of civilization carries on in some sort of Neo-Byzantium, and how we're going about doing this. It's a very serious thing. That's why we had to have the conference in Tallinn, because we couldn't have it in Western Europe, because Western Europe has been completely taken over by anti-scientific forces. So we had to literally flee to the former communist realm because of that, right? And I don't think you understand. That's why we had to do that. And I don't think you're quite comprehending just how serious the situation is. It's always a big joke. It's all like, oh, the audio. Oh, his microphone. Oh, the camera's shaking. Oh, all these little things. No, it's not. It's a serious thing. And if we don't, you're used now to all this high quality of living you have, like the internet and the live streams and the apps and the phones and the Morgan Freeman movies and whatever you're into, right? You got to understand these things are going to go. These things aren't going to be there, and you'll miss them when they're gone. Yeah, you can say bro chill, right? But it's a really serious thing. And even at this point, Bacon Quagga, who I banned for 5 minutes, has come back in and said Gadio. Like, that's his first contribution. It's like he haven't learned. It's like at school, you get headmasters that say it's just like the same people that come back again and again and again to their office. Right? I banned him for 5 minutes for his flippant comment on the audio. That was 5 minutes ago. And he's come back in and he said Gadio. And coughing, saying he's laughing, his LMAO thing, which I've told you before, I've said to you, and so is Valorius, I've told you that's a lie and you're not doing that. Right? It's not, that itself is evidence of just not taking this decline seriously. It's a very serious thing. And I'm here with the base science. I'm here to try to understand. You have to understand this. It's very serious. Now, what you could do with the semen is it emits certain nutrients and certain chemicals. And they themselves are, you can't obviously take a cell from a, it is a cell, so it dies. But you can, it emits certain chemicals and things, and they're evidence of semen health. So you can analyze those chemicals, and they act as a proxy for the health. Eat it! Eva Bermudez. Do you know how small these things are? That's what I mean. It's not. It's just a joke to you, isn't it? It's just the collapse of Western civilization. It's a fucking joke. It's a joke. Oh, eat it. Well, I'm going to move on to the poem. Sorry, obviously, I'm trying. I thought we could have a serious discussion. A Gerald is saying the camera moves. The camera moves if I move it! Gerald. It's my camera. I thought we could have a serious discussion. But the chat are obviously in a mood today. The chat, I'm going to go over to the other bar. Hello, people at the other bar. Yeah, the people at the other bar being really sensible. They're saying they're still moaning about the audio, though. I don't know why. It barely works. It's not slightly worse audio. It barely works. I don't understand what could possibly be going on with the audio. I believe people at the other channel. I'll only, at the other bar. I'll only know once I watch this back. But it could. In fact, I did buy this 4 years ago, so I suppose it could have got broken. We're sorry, says the Irish Shane. Both expressing sorrow and a lack of ability to understand the difference between where and were in the same sentence. But yeah, so this is possible. But the question is, do we have enough time? And my suspicion is that we don't, not least because a collapse is occurring, and it's occurring quite rapidly. 1 point per decade or whatever. So maybe what you could have is a movement of this into a kind of Byzantium, into a near Byzantium. And it's in that context that there is really a kind of a group selection. And it's in that context that it plays out. One group triumphs, and it's the one that engaged in this. And then you end up with a kind of semi-speciation into lots of genetic castes. And then people sort of operate like that, and you end up with sort of separate groups, and that's how we end up. And some of them have very, very high intelligence, and we keep selecting for intelligence, and so on. So that's the really optimistic view. And that's the view that's espoused by people. Yes, I'll do the poem by Emil Kierkegaard and people like that. Okay, so poem, and that is I was confusing people who were messaging me. He says, our resident purpose to Quinn, we learn here of IQ selection, a topic that repays reflection. Done in the right way, in Byzantium, say, we might reach a state of perfection. Very good, Mr. Quinn. That's a very subtle and well done one. I like one in particular.
Hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic public house, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!